Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bingetown TV. I am Paul, and here with me today are Luke, Jimmy, and Kathleen. And we are hitting you guys with our second ever How I Met Your Mother holiday special. With V-Day right around the corner, we chose season 5, episode 15, Rabbit or Duck. Now, a Rook Lean over here, last time we got to season 2, and this is her first watch through. Halfway through season 5 now. What are your thoughts? What changed? Who do you love? Who do you hate? Tell me everything.
I told the boys in the group text that I'm going to have to eat some crow because it took me a while to get into it. By the time we did the season 2 episode, I was in, but I wasn't like lean in because I am like get obsessed. But now I'm like, when I'm not watching it, I'm thinking about the theme song and I'm like, I want it to just be watching How I Met Your Mother. There's something genius that I don't really know that I realized without binging it front to back is that it really is a mystery. It's like, who the fuck is this guy going to end up with? And I think before, it's literally in the title. It's a fucking mystery. It's a mystery sitcom. But before I wasn't thinking about it like that. But I am so fucking invested in who he's going to end up with. Honestly, all of them, besides obviously Lily and Marshall. I think the only thing I'm spoiled for is that Marshall's dad dies at some point. I know that's a big storyline.
That's a sad app, man.
Yeah. And I think I've seen that one. But other than that, I don't know anything.
That's so crazy.
You're the queen of just, you're on all the fantasy, all the sitcom social medias. Like, I cannot believe you haven't been spoiled.
I know.
Anything, but
your
that's
brother.
Incredible.
Your brother quotes it nonstop. Like, you're surrounded by us. It's amazing.
You guys all know the end of Friends, right?
Right.
Steph, my fiance, was watching Friends, and she watched it after, or actually, she watched it first, and then we watched How I Met Your Mother. But Steph takes so long to watch shows, and Friends is like 10 seasons. So she's watching and watching, and she's like you, Kathleen, for How I Met Your Mother. She had no idea about anything.
Okay.
And she gets 10 seasons in for however long that took. The day she's going to watch the finale on Twitter, it's someone posts the picture of when it's her saying, like Jennifer Aniston saying, I got off the plane.
No.
And Steph was like, oh my God. I'm like, Kathleen, just stay off Twitter for however long it takes you, probably a week. But
I know it's kind of unbelievable. And for my other podcast, when we did the season 6 episode, so I guess I am spoiled a little bit because I've seen the episode I did was the one where they're like high at the game eating sandwiches, tick, tick, tick or whatever. Okay. So before we hop into this episode, I just want to talk about the things I like. Of course I love this show now that it's like a love story. And that Yellow Umbrella, when he was, I forget, was it a New Year's thing that he found that yellow St. Patty's, when he found that yellow umbrella, I was like, that's gonna be relevant because they say your mother was at that party, and I was like, Deb. And then every time I've seen it since, my heart flutters a little bit. And Rachel Bilson episode where her roommate is the mother, that whole episode, my eyes were glued to the TV.
That's but
that was a great episode. But yeah, oh God, it's so good. I cannot wait to find out. And I this whole time leading up to that episode, I'm like, is there a way that they're calling Aunt Robin, but she could be the mom as well? like word trickery. I just want it to be Robin. And if she's not gonna end up with Ted, I want Robin to end up with Barney. So
sidebar here, Kathleen, we're definitely doing No Tomorrow for St. Patty's Day as our next special episode.
What episode is that?
That's the one you just talked about. No Tomorrow. Oh, okay. with the St. Patty's party.
The gimmick of this is that it's forcing me, if you pick a episode in the future, it's forcing me to binge watch it until, you know what I mean? But that's
yeah, it. Well, you're losing time here. It's episode or season 5. You only got 5 seasons left, and the best holiday ones are pretty early.
I'm halfway through. I did it.
There you are.
Crazy.
I know.
You're still in the peak. I would say this is probably one of my favorite personal seasons.
And, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mentioned this pre-podcast, but you're about to get some really cool celebrity cameos that are just one-offs in the episode. Directly, mm-hmm. The next 2 episodes are just great. I won't ruin who, but you've seen some good ones already. Like Britney Spears was such a huge plot point, and she came back. She was so popular by How I Met Your Mother audience fans that she just slayed her role.
She was incredible. And I'll tell you, the Framing Britney documentary just came out on Hulu, and it's brutal. Like, I feel so bad for Britney. Everyone is like, holy shit, we forced her into this. But her scenes from How I Met Your Mother are in it. And I was like, I just saw those. Let's she's go. So good. I know. She's so good. And that whole time she's under a conservatorship, meaning that like she's not in control of anything. And yet she's like doing stints on How I Met Your Mother. It's crazy. But anyway, she was really good. And I liked the Stella storyline. I really liked her.
Bitch.
I love Stella though, man.
I can't believe that ending though. But it did spawn the movies, and you've seen them, right? Have you seen some of the movies or not yet, Paul?
Not yet.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know the movies, but I know I saw Sandcastles in the Sand with Robin.
Ooh.
I know that her and Alan Thicke had a failed show that I'm hoping we get a little bit.
How many of the slaps have you seen so far? I've seen a decent amount.
So I had seen three, and then he gifted one to Robin for the Thanksgiving episode, Slapsgiving, Revenge of the Slap. Mm-hmm. He gifts it to Robin or Ted, and then he ends up just whomping him. It's brutal. So I have one left.
Every single one of the Slap episodes, none of them are a letdown. They're all fantastic, and I think the next one is just incredible.
You know what is interesting about this show is that they're not the strongest of actors. I would say Lily and Barney are probably the best. Now that I'm in love with these characters, I love watching them kind of break, watching each other do stuff. Like, they're doing such crazy shit. Like, even in this episode when Robin is screaming about the rabbit or duck, Ted is, like, facing her with this, like, trying not to break. Okay, that's really funny. Because, you know, they just, like, love each other and they're, like, trying not to laugh at each other doing this great bit.
That scene must have been so fun to shoot. Could you imagine just sitting there trying to keep a straight face while I'm screaming about a rabbit?
Kathleen, do yourself a favor and go on YouTube and watch the bloopers from the ends of the seasons. Freaking hilarious.
Oh,
it's exactly what you're talking about. It's just them breaking, laughing at each other.
Yeah. And one last thing. I just started watching Buffy. And so I'm in like Allison Hannigan City. And so I started following her on Instagram, and she posts a lot of old school How I Met Your Mother stuff, like almost once a week. And I saw the picture of the whole squad in suits, girls too. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for whatever that is. And then I saw the musical number and my brain exploded. When you've got Neil Patrick Harris, like, you gotta have a musical episode. I can't believe, or a scene. I can't believe it took that long to get that, but it was worth it. That was a fucking incredible scene.
Nothing suits me like a suit.
That episode is actually one of the highest rated in the series. Season 5 has a couple of the highest rated episodes. The Playbook, which was a little bit earlier in the season, was almost perfect. Girls vs. Suits is really up there, and then Perfect Week is regarded really highly too.
I was going to say Perfect Week has been my favorite so far, especially for it being just Barney being at his peak man whoreness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just imagines himself getting interviewed by Jim Nance. That's so cool. Well, I am so happy that you're loving it. And I think we should just jump right in unless you got anything else. So this is perfect timing. Super Bowl just happened. This episode starts out. It's the middle of the Super Bowl. They're doing their tradition. The whole gang's at Ted's place. And then they realize, wait, is that Barney? He's holding up a sign. It says CBS, call Barney Stinson. And the announcers are like, who would be stupid enough to put their actual number on there?
You guys, you know, that was an actual like promotion with the Super Bowl that year, right?
Oh, that's awesome. I love
that. Really? That showed up during the commercials for the Super Bowl.
That's
I had no idea.
Yeah, because we were watching live during that. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's amazing. That makes it even better.
What's the ringtone song? I couldn't think of it because it's like a children's song, but it's also like a rap song nowadays. So I couldn't stop thinking of, do your chain hang low? Does it wobble to the floor?
Now you just screwed me up because now I'm thinking about that. But
do your chain hang low?
Shit, what is it?
I have no idea.
isn't it like, do your ears hang low?
Yeah, do your ears hang low.
Do they wobble to the floor? Can you tie them in and out? Can you tie them in a bow?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Do you think it has any relevance to the episode?
It's just a ridiculous themes or a phone ringtone that just keeps going off. I guarantee they just picked a hilarious
or like
ringtone.
An annoying one.
Yeah, an annoying
going
one.
On and on and on. But I loved it. And he introduces us to it right after the title sequence, their booth at McLaren's. I don't know if you guys noticed, half of this episode is this conversation. Mm-hmm. They don't leave this booth for a long time. Barney comes in. He's like, hey, do you guys know who won the game last night? I did. And he pulls out the phone and he's like, it never stops ringing. Imagine endless girl. So this is his dream.
And on top of this, we get one of the OG bit pieces of How I Met Your Mother. We got Ranjit, who's being his little personal driver for all these girls that are just constantly calling him from the Super Bowl. And, you know, he's always a good time when he's on the screen. He's just there front to back from the early seasons all the way to the end. He's amazing.
I love that. I have that written down, that I'm so glad that they bring Ranji back, because when it's always like, Ranji, they're so excited. Hello. He's from the pilot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He was a taxi driver the pilot. And then later that, I think it's the New Year's Eve episode, he upgrades to limo driver, and then he's just the personal driver.
Yeah, so really quick, I just want to bring back the Super Bowl ad thing. So there was an ad for it on the actual Super Bowl, and it said, "Hey ladies, call Barney Stinson," the exact one from the show. If you actually called the number during the Super Bowl ad, you would get a random Neil Patrick Harris voice message. One of the ones that you got a lot was, "That LeBron is how you shoot a free throw. Hey, Barney Stinson speaking. A recording? No, this is really me. Anyway, glad you called because you sound really special. Let's get to know each other. What are your hobbies? Oh my God, I like that too. Wow, I'm really feeling a connection here. You know, I never do this, but what the heck? Let's meet up at McLaren's bar at maybe 3:45 on Monday, October 12, 2016. I can't wait to meet you. I love you."
Oh my God, that's amazing.
While we're still on Ranji, let me just tell you, Ted Mosby setting up the 2-minute date with Stella and just ripping her up and down the street, and Ranji like going around the block and picking them up again. I was swooning for my boy Ted Mosby there. That was charming.
Yeah, charming. He's a smooth bastard. And every time you watch it, it's, you're like, damn, that is genius.
We get a lot of good lines in this scene, though. I liked the one where Barney's talking about the girl texting him, and he's like, "She said she's dirty, dyslexic, and she wants a 96 me."
Yep.
Yeah, and the reason Ranjita's there is Barney goes, "I'm going to be traveling a lot tonight, and, you know, I don't want to take the subway because germs," after he's going to bang his way through these New York women. So Robin comes back, sits down at the booth, and Ted's like, "Hey, your beer's looking a little flat there. It's scotch." Whoa, what's going on there, kiddo? He's all sad about Don.
But now, hold on, a quick line right before she sits down. I think I who's doing the crossword? Is it Marshall?
Well, no, that's Don.
Don. Yeah. Right. Okay, so Robin brings up the crossword, and it's Yuli. That is just a classic Ted Mosby nerd line, just similar to Encyclopedia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Julie, because they need the vowels.
The Renee sounds fair. Yeah.
This line, they use Julie because of the vowels. That comes back later. So just whenever you get to, I think it's Robots versus Wrestlers, that's when they spring up. That is a great episode. Dude, too many great episodes in this show.
Also, well, this season.
There's a lot of good call-outs in, like, even if you didn't watch all the way through, you wouldn't get the Naked Man reference, and you wouldn't get the blah blah reference either that they make later. I'm just like, love the payout of watching it all the way through. It is worth it.
But that is the single reason, like, I put this so far above Friends in my head. Like, they're fine when you're looking at an episode by episode, but I think How I Met Your Mother is funnier, especially because of Barney for the most part, and then the inside jokes, it just is incredible. They just come back, and I always compare it to Family Guy, because not only do they do the cutaways constantly to help keep the inside jokes there, whether it's like their college days and or they're smoking sandwiches, whatever, they're always bringing that shit back. There's not a lot of sitcoms that do it like this, and I just think it's incredible how they, you know, reference things and, like you're saying, give payoff to early seasons.
I also think it just mirrors your life more than Friends. Just the broing out, the tight-knit friend group, the How I Met Your Mother crew talks about the things we talk about. The Friends is a little outdated. They're a little bit older, even though technically they're not supposed to be. It's just different problems. We're more similar to, like, let's go get fucked up. Let's play a drinking game. Every time someone says, "But that is more us."
This is very similar to the conversation we had last How May Your Mother podcast episode about How May Your Mother versus Friends.
Yeah, I'll try and keep it true. I won't bring it up
much. I mean, I could definitely see us at a bar, though, just screaming at each other about Rabbit or Duck and which one's good and which one's bad.
Marshall's confidence in, oh God, I'm really taking us off. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into it because I was going to take us into a whole nother episode.
You sure?
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say his confidence when he was Ski Ball King and he's Mr. Fudge or Dr. Fudge or like whatever
big,
the fuck.
Big Fudge.
That's what's Jenkins.
Jenkins.
That was a great episode too. The
great episode.
But anyway, so the storyline for Robin that's going on, we get a quick summary of it, is, you know, Don's always been immature and unprofessional in her set when Robin has aspirations. She wants to be a news anchor somewhere. We find out that Dawn basically, in Robin's words, asked her out on live television so she couldn't say no. And that's where we get with her before Barney comes back.
Yeah, we saw him, Dawn, they were doing the news live. And he goes, speaking about Valentine's Day, what are you doing? You want to come over? And that's all we got. And Robin's like, he asked me on a date. Ted and Marshall have this ongoing joke that Robin loves Dawn and just doesn't realize it. They're like, you are just going to marry this guy so hard.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt.
That's my favorite line of the whole episode. Right in the butt. Oh, it's perfect.
So Dawn is bothering Robin, but then Barney comes back. He rushes back to the booth. He goes, guys, we're on me now. Look at this. And this one. She texts her mother with those thumbs. Like, what the hell? Ted is like, you got a hot girl over here. The girl in the red sweater, who it was funny because Barney was telling them the plan. Yeah, she's meeting me here. She's in a red sweater. Like, what kind of quality of girl would come here? She comes in smoking hot.
All of them are always.
Magic phone, guys. Magic phone. So Ted is saying, look, you got a hot girl over there. Why don't you go nail her first? And then you can worry about all these other girls calling you. And he says, I just can't do that, Ted. I cannot hook up with a girl if there is a hotter girl out there with up can be hooked. Lily's like, isn't there always a hotter girl? I know. Isn't it wonderful? Go for Barney. Cut to the chase. What's your cup size? Oh, hi, Mom.
Barney's acting when he's getting all the texts in a row and he's just like so flabbergasted by them all is the same as Marshall with the rabbit or the duck when they first introduce it, and Marshall just gets so flustered being like, what would you and I was, it's so funny and it's a perfect delivery to me. Both of them MVPs.
I think we're about to get to the rabbit duck here, right? Yeah. So the next, you know, they go back to harping on Robin about falling in love with Dawn, so back and forth with a little bit of dialogue there. Ranjit chimes in, I think, right? And he brings up his arranged marriage, and this triggers Teddy Westside to start asking Marshall and Lily about the plan, right?
Yeah, so they go back and forth. Marshall's saying, Robin, you're gonna marry him. She goes, no, I don't want to marry him. I hate him. I just want to attack him. I just want to rip off all his clothes and smack him until his bum's all red. Shut up! And she runs away. And Ted is going like, that's the problem. There's too many girls out there. I can't pick. You know, he says, I spent my entire adult life looking for the right woman. And this Valentine's Day, I'm scrubbing the toilet. I need someone else to find me that woman. Marshall and Lily, can you arrange marriage me?
When Ted gets stood up at the wedding and Robin kind of confronts him and is like, you're like Mr. Fairy Tale Man. This is not you. You don't just settle and move to New Jersey with you get rushed into this fucking hippie wedding type thing. And I loved that scene so much. So this like an arranged marriage, I was like, this ain't gonna work for Ted. Also, we have multiple seasons left. But I do want to say something about Robin. I feel like they really took her character in a different direction than from the beginning, because in the beginning she was like, not that she's not beautiful now, but like beautiful and perfect. And her only real flaw was that she didn't want kids or she didn't want to commit and get married. And now she's like fucking beating people up. Like they're really cranking at the Canadian thing. She's constantly doing embarrassing things and assuming that people are into her when she's not, or like she wants to be hotter. She wants to be the hottest person in the room. Do you agree that that her arc changes or like character really changes a lot?
Yeah. So we've talked about this, I think, on the last episode before that. The writers, when they made the show, it wasn't supposed to be long at all. So when they started getting all these orders to keep writing more and more seasons and make the story more epic, I think it was easier to write Ted because he's the main character. Everything's going to happen to him. And then Lily and Marshall are so easy to write because they're just perfect in love. It's like kind of hard to make drama for them. And then Barney is the same he's been since day one. So Robin is the one that they had to get the most creative with because there wasn't an original plan to have her fleshed out this much. So I think that's where you're seeing them going random ways and, you know, focusing on her career. And then you don't know, like, she's also kind of a player and hooks up with guys and shit. So she had a lot going on, and it was probably the hardest to write her because they were making it up on the fly.
Definitely love how they wrote her later on, though. I mean, she's so much more funny, like when she's doing these out of character things, when she's screaming, shut up, like losing her cool like that. Yeah.
She's one of the bros. I love them. And I know that I've heard that people don't really like Lily that much. I love Lily. I think she's so fucking cool. Of course, she has their moments that are like wifey and a little bit of naggy maybe. But I think she is like one of the boys when anytime she goes, "You son of a bitch," I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I think it was Paul that says that you don't like Lily, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, see, I was always under the impression that I always liked Lily.
Me too. All my college friends, for the audience, Paul, Kyle, they all just dislike Lily so much, but I would always defend her. So I'm with you, Kathleen. I think Lily is such an important part of the group's dynamic that, and she's great. She's good.
Oh, she's important. And the show wouldn't be the same without her. Her decisions piss me off.
Yeah, Lily fucking sabotaging all of Ted's relationships is so funny. And then when they need Robin and Barney to break up and they go to her as if she's like a mob boss, I'm like, yeah. This is fucking funny. It's so good.
She's just crazy little psycho mastermind.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the booth. Ted is saying, like, there's two sides to dating. There's picking and getting picked. I'm good at getting picks. Women love Teddy Westside. There you go, Luke. This is Luke's favorite. And Marshall is just silent staring. He goes, "Oh, you're waiting for me to comment on your self-assigned nickname? Well, here's my comment. I love it. Teddy Westside, continue."
So freaking good. Yeah, I mean, okay. This whole thing is so good. I forgot Teddy Westside was in this episode. I haven't watched a lot of comedy lately because Binge Town, we've been doing a lot of the other, you know, the sci-fi fantasy drama stuff. I just forgot how much I lose my shit during How I Met Your Mother. This whole scene, I was cracking up out loud. So freaking LOL, man. LOL.
And all they're doing is sitting around the booth. That's the best part of the show. It's just them talking. So Ted's going on and he's saying, you know, "Marshall and Lily, you're the best pickers I know. You picked each other. So I need you to pick somebody for me. Valentine's Day, get a dinner together. I'll come and I'll wear my blazer." Marshall goes, "I love that blazer almost as much as Robin loves Don."
The theme of the conversation goes back to Don and Robin again. We're just kind of going in and out between the two sides of the story. But one of my favorite parts here is when Ted goes to get the book. He says, "You know, give me a second. I'll be back in 30 seconds. He's showing them the picture of the duck rabbit. He says, "Isn't this fun?" And then Bob Saget comes in and says, "It was fun," or something like that. Yeah. Love, Ted is just getting his own back in the story, which is what that is. It's so funny.
Future Ted is backing up past Ted's actions.
"Isn't this fun?" "It was."
Yeah. So, Marshall was going on. He was like, "The part of the brain that hates someone and the part of the brain that wants to jump somebody's bones are so close to each other, you can't even tell the difference." Ted's like, "Oh, that reminds me. Give me 30 seconds. He runs up. There's just a subtitle at the bottom 40 minutes later.
22 minutes exactly. Like, yeah.
22 minutes. Like, why put that? It's just so random, but so funny. As Luke was saying, he said, rabbit duck. And Marshall says, "Yeah, you know, relationships are like that. You first met Don and you thought, this guy's a duck. But one of these days, you're going to realize that he's something you love. He's a rabbit." Ted's like, I think you got it the other way around there, bud. Ducks are good, rabbits are bad." Start the feud.
He shorts out. Marshall literally shorts out. He's like, the arguments here are so funny. The arguments they each give are so stupid. I don't remember what the first one Marshall says is. Ted comes in like, "Duck is delicious, rabbit is gamey. We're not talking about flavor here, Ted."
"Flavor counts." And he screams back at him.
And then I love all the fast, like, I want to see what they were doing in the fast forward parts. Like, I want to, they're probably just going like, "We're doing whatever."
Barney comes in.
Yeah.
"Who carries around a duck's foot for good luck?"
I don't. Robin's like, "You go wrap yourself with a blanket full of rabbit fur. I'm going to wrap myself with a blanket full of duck feathers. Who's cozier?" No. "But who's cozier?" Like, they're full blown mad at each other.
And then another one I think that happens is Marshall or Ted says, "Let's put a duck and a rabbit in a box and let them fight it out." And he goes, "That's illegal. Only if we bet on it."
So good.
It's a great scene.
So much fun filming that. It had to be. And eventually it does a little zoop, goes to Marshall. "All right, fine. I concede. You win. You have to say it." "Ducks are good. rabbits are bad. The satisfaction on Robin and Ted's face. They just sit back in the booth and they're like, yes, little fist bump.
Wait, where do you guys stand on this? Because I think I would pick rabbits better than duck.
I think
that's what I initially thought.
That's what everybody.
I would pick rabbit too. Yeah.
I think that's what everybody would pick naturally just off the bat. And that's why they made this scene so important. Because like normally you would think rabbit's good, but for all their like metaphors to work, duck had to be good.
Donald Duck comes in. Yeah. Like it had to be like that.
It didn't work, but then they made it one of the funniest scenes in the show, and now it works perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
After Marshall concedes, Robin says, and Don is and always will be a rabbit. Ted goes, oh, I'm not so sure about that. Donald Duck? And what does Donald Duck never wear?
Pants.
Yeah, that's such a stupid storyline that Don just doesn't wear pants on the news. Like, that is outlandish. That is just dumb.
No, but that's like a joke for everything, like webcams and stuff. You only dress up above the waist.
Newscasters that are actually getting head from a woman underneath the table. Never heard that?
Yeah, okay. But...
Kathleen says, yeah, but...
I'm telling you, every time Barney has a glass of whiskey, I'm like, do I pour myself one? And he makes it look so good.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Crispy.
Well, if you think that's good, watch Peaky Blinders, man. They're just pounding whiskey.
Makes me want to drink and smoke cigs.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how they all have their own like drinks, too. Barney never has a beer. He always has a glass of scotch. Ted and Marshall, they always have beers. Robin always has scotch, too. So Barney's got a girl. He's back in his apartment doing the whole show. He goes, this feels right. There's nowhere I'd rather be and no one I'd rather be with. Cute. Sorry. Got to take this. Go for Barney. You're a hot lady bullfighter?
Rip through them. Hot lady bullfighter.
Japanese Olympic skater?
Yeah. Olympic gold medal skater.
Yeah.
Goes back in. Adios, muchacha.
You're a hot chick?
Yeah. You're a hot chick? Sayonara.
When he goes and finds the hot chick and she puts her leg, which is blatantly just somebody's with their leg underneath the table to get that shot.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss. I mean.
That was only her bad leg. Too.
Yeah. Her very bad leg.
Barney's was perfect.
Yeah.
And one good thing that I really loved that was low key. Every time Barney kicked a girl out, you go to the Ranjit to McLaren's pub. And he's knitting the whole time. And every time he goes back into the car, he's got more of the scarf. He's got more of the hat on. And by the last time that Barney goes, you're a hot chick. The last one, Ranjit's got a full on like a winter outfit on. It's too good. And you don't even notice it because it's too quick and it's too funny.
Let me ask you guys something. It was bothering me the whole time. What is in Barney's room to the left of his bed that looks like a vending machine or something? I kept trying to see what it is. It's like right next to his bed. I looks like he had like a fridge with beers maybe or something. I couldn't tell what it was, and I just wanted to know. And I didn't know if the expert Paul might know here.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. I feel ashamed right now.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go and look it up.
Coolest apartment. I just love where he lives.
Mm. And they never saw it until season 2.
Yeah. Kathleen, what's Barney's job?
CPG. CPG. We don't know what he does.
Please.
Wait, what?
Please.
Every time.
Oh, is that what he says every time they ask, please?
What do you do, please?
Please.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now what it is. It is a. Yeah, you're right. What is that? I can't get a screenshot. It doesn't let you screenshot on these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because I think it's the first time you see his room in this episode. It's a better shot. And then every other time it's cut off.
It does look like a fucking vending machine. What is that? Is it like a tie thing? Does he keep all of his ties there?
Could be.
You're not going to be able to see.
That is weird.
He could keep all of his ties in there as like a tie closet
like
or something.
Like a display case?
Yeah. That's interesting, James. Good peek.
You got some good eyes.
Sure.
Jimmy Westside.
So when does he throw away the phone?
It's right here.
Yeah, okay. After the hot chick.
He's sitting down at the table with the hot chick and gets another phone call, and he doesn't want to take it. He doesn't want to take it, but he has to. His heart's making him take it. So he answers it, go for Barney. Cue the Bob Saget voiceover. Barney thought the phone was something that he loved, but it turns out something he hates. He looks at it. He's holding a rabbit. He freaks out, runs into the back alley, throws it in the dumpster. That's the end of that. Takes her back, and he says the same line again, but he kind of says it with a little bit more calm this time. He goes, ah, now this feels right. There's nowhere I'd rather be. He gets halfway through. Background, you hear, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So faint. He's like, did you hear that? And the girl's like, you're being weird. What are you? Shut up. And he just puts his entire hand over her mouth. And he immediately hears it, runs down to Ranjit, to McLaren's pub.
Screams it. And then Ranjit's like, to McLaren's pub!
Yeah, it goes, runs through, gets in the dumpster, answers it sobbing. He goes, go for Barney.
Yeah.
Deacons? Really?
He is the king of wild facial expressions, straight into deadpan, sexy, handsome man. It's so crazy.
And that's why he's a good theatrical actor. Like, mm-hmm. He would be good for plays and on stage and stuff, which he does.
Tony's.
So our next thing that we have is we flash back to Marshall and Lily, and then they're getting ready for Valentine's Day or whatever. And then they suddenly remember that they have to hook up Ted with the arranged quote unquote marriage, whatever. So then they start freaking out, and we flash over to Ted while they're freaking out. And he's putting on his blazer. Paul, I know you got this line.
Here comes the groom in his favorite blazer. Gonna meet my wife and blazer, taser, gazer.
So fucking Ted.
Yeah. It's so good. Real quick, just to jump back a little bit. I just love Marshall going around to all the women. Do you want to marry my friend Ted? Do you want to marry my friend Ted? Do you want to marry my friend Ted? So cute.
And then the one hits him with the pepper spray.
Yeah.
He still gets it out though.
Yeah. So he's like, this is stupid. We forgot about this. I'm sure Ted did too. Cuts to Ted. He's singing. He's so ready for it. He's in his apartment.
Robin looks so hot in this scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So hot.
Don's a duck.
Don's a duck. He's straight ducking.
He's straight ducking.
I just want to say there is no way in hell you could be friends with your ex like that. There is no way. Either of them, Barney or Ted.
Well, that's just the same with like Friends. It was, you know, Jennifer Aniston and Ross, Rachel and Ross. It's just, it's unrealistic.
You got that right. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
Gonna meet my wife, Ben. I think that all amaze her.
Nailed it.
So they're walking to Don's apartment. Ted's like, hey, don't want it to be like too overcrowded. So if things start getting hot and heavy, they're not going to get hot and heavy. I'm just saying, just in case they got hot and heavy, I'll go, well, I got a dinner res, and you ready for this? I'm going to duck out. Ha, 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 ha. So
and then they open that shit up. And you brought it up, right?
Naked man.
Were you hyped?
I read it on a blog somewhere.
Yep.
I read it on some guy's blog. I'm sorry. Of course it wouldn't work on you. Yeah, because standards and all this.
That's a perfect callback.
Mm. Yeah.
Perfect callback.
I can't even talk about how many times I used the naked man joke with fantasy football. Ugh, got to go change my roster. Separated shoulder.
Separated the shoulder.
That's so good.
Yeah, because he's Mitch, the naked man. He's
he's a legend, dude.
So Don's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You must think I'm some sort.
He's Irish. Some sort of something.
You must think I'm some sort of playboy. And she looks at him. He's got the bunny ears. Yeah, you could say that. Love it.
She bounces. And now we're back into the apartment. Mm-hmm. Quick jump, right? Robin just goes right home. And she's going to do the plan that Ted talked about earlier in the episode. She's going to be cleaning, you know. Yeah.
Throwing out his old architecture magazines. This might hurt, but I'm going to do it. He goes like, so Don's a duck. At least you know. And you're going to actually stay and clean? She's saying, yeah, you go on your date and have fun. And they kind of stare at each other for a little bit, and it gets all sad. And in the back of your mind, were you thinking, like, dude, he's falling for her again?
I just think he's always, they're star-crossed lovers. They love each other, but they have those deep-rooted issues that they don't feel the same on. So they can't actually be together, which is so sad. Because I think they would be perfect.
Lily broke him up. they would have been together. No, they totally wouldn't have.
No, yeah,
they would hate each other.
Mm. Ted gets to the restaurant and he meets Marshall outside. The first thing he says is, you know, maybe we should just call this whole thing off. And you're thinking it's because he's in love with Robin and he wants to go be with Robin. But Marshall goes, no, Ted, like, we got it. It was a crazy story. We spent all week looking for this girl. Total lies. Marshall's listing his ex-girlfriends. Trudy, married. Blah, blah, committed. Relationship, Bellevue. Natalie, Ted's her least favorite person in the world. Well, she's not getting any younger. So I just love how they have these little conversations, but these were all actual women from earlier episodes, like Trudy, the pineapple / tricycle incident, blah, blah, how I met everybody else. Incredible episode. Natalie, who was
return of the shirt,
female
on the magicians,
female. Well, yes, on the magicians and also the female FBI lead or cop lead from Psych in that first episode.
Just in that first episode. Yeah.
And then gets bounced.
Mm-hmm. She's and in White Krav, Chicks.
She's got Krav Maga skills, man.
Yeah. So in the middle of this, Barney shows up and he's freaking out. He's like, take this thing away from me. The phone's ringing off the hook. He goes, take this thing away from me. It's ruining my life. Eventually, Ranjit's like, hey, let it go to voicemail.
And at this point, Ranjit has, like you said, his full winter outfit on from his knitting. the hat, the scarf.
And Marshall and Lily are like, you know, we're overthinking this. It literally could be any money. We're trying way too hard. And all of a sudden the phone rings. They look at it and they have the same idea. They answer it. And Ted's like, dude, you got me a phone girl? But it's the same girl that Barney had a chance with earlier.
Talia.
Didn't get. She's a gourmet chef. She was an Olympic violinist. And she quotes every line of Caddyshack.
The rabbit or duck offering, the waiter coming over and saying rabbit or duck is so good, because when he first offers it, you do think he's turning. He says rabbit because he's going to run back to Robin. At least that's what I thought. And then he ends up just wanting the phone. He's addicted to the phone as well. It's like, why would you order the rabbit if you're just going to get up?
Yeah, that's the best. Marshall has no idea what's going on. He didn't realize it was a huge decision for Ted. He was like, yeah. What?
Yeah, you're definitely supposed to think he's thinking about Robin. So it's a hilarious change.
100%. And right at this moment, Barney runs in. He's like, I changed my mind. Give me my phone back. Flashback a little bit to Ted and Robin in the apartment right before he's about to leave for his date. After they looked at each other all misty-eyed, you hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's in the piano. Horrible hiding place if you didn't put it on silent. And he's like, eh. What's the worst that could happen? And he answers it. And he is immediately decked out, leather jacket, sunglasses on, like, hello. Like, the phone changed him.
And then isn't this the next scene where we see where we have Natalia, Lily, Barney, Marshall, and Rajiv going back into McLaren's to find Ted there? Yeah. And he's just sitting there talking to the girl. And Barney has, I thought, the best line of the entire episode. He hears Ted call himself Teddy Westside, steals the phone, and says, I'm taking back my phone and your cool nickname. He goes, Barney Westside speaking.
Yeah.
It's so good. And your cool nickname. One other really cool thing. After Ted gets the phone, it kind of flashes back right before he's about to meet Marshall for the dinner date. He's talking to a phone chick and he goes, great, meet me at McLaren's. I'll be the one in the blazer. I think you'll know the blazer when you see it. Ted, what is up with this blazer? Ted loves it.
Pulling it off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Red cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Yellow umbrella. And I want to say third one, but I won't say it yet.
The red cowboy boots just do it for me.
Hell yeah.
Playing the blue French horn.
Yeah, that's happened already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I've seen the boots multiple times.
That's a long
time
ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted and Barney are in a scuffle. Ted's like, give me the phone. I love it. It just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. And eventually their scuffle ends up making the phone fly into Marshall's hands. He immediately tosses off to Lily. Lily dunks it in a beer. No more phone. Last Ted scene we get is just Ted and Robin on the couch. And this is just kind of a conversation about, I'm just trying to out there looking for somebody that can sit on the couch with and like put off cleaning the bathroom with. But why would I do that when I got you? They're just kind of accepting the fact that Ted is single.
So what did you think of that conversation, Kathleen?
few.
Yeah, the chemistry is off the charts. You don't just snug up on the couch with your ex and it be normal. I'm telling you, that just, you can't get rid of the feelings, which is why I think amongst all the like wild things they do on this show, Barney dating Robin after Ted was crazy, let alone them being roommates, like so many different things. But I did enjoy Barney actually changing for Robin a little bit. But then there was that whole episode where Robin heard that Barney was in love with her. So she said it to him first so he would fall out of love with her. But then they were just going back and forth, falling in and out of love with each other.
She nosebeat him.
She nosebeat. Yeah.
I would be so mad if I was Ted and my friend made this thing up behind my back.
Frickin' Schmosby.
For this next scene, we know that Robin starts dating Don, right? Because a couple episodes prior, when they first introduce him, they say something like, Robin and Don will have been dating within 3 months, but we'll get to that later.
Says that?
Yeah, but we'll get to that later or whatever. Yep. So I already knew. I was just waiting for it to happen. So them giving that, it's kind of funny watching her struggle against it all episode and be like, no, I fucking hate him. Like, we already know you're gonna
date him. Just the last scene is Don wearing pants, basically his evolution into trying to impress Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He went through a divorce. Yeah.
I really liked like that whole dialogue. He was saying, hey, I was really embarrassed about the other night. Not because I was naked, I'm actually really comfortable with my body. But he was like, no, not because of that, but because of how I've been acting here. Starting now, I'm gonna turn it around. Stands up. Wearing pants? What? Well, would you look at that? And all of a sudden, he's got a beak. Oh, duck.
Oh, duck. Yeah.
They're banging.
They're banging. They're dating. That was a great episode. I wish I didn't know there were four more seasons. Because everything that's happening now, I know is not going to last unless they bring it back somehow. I don't understand how they can introduce Ted's... So what we know is, so his wife was in the econ class that he wasn't supposed to be teaching in.
Yeah.
It's Rachel Bilson's roommate, the yellow umbrella. She was at that party. They keep crossing paths.
And her name's Tracy.
We know that.
Yeah. Because when it's the Thanksgiving, one of the episodes where he says the stripper's name and he says, that's how I met your mother. And the kids are like, what? And everyone was like, oh, her name has to be Tracy at that point because they believed him at first.
That's like a super deep.
Yeah, that's like an Easter egg.
Easter egg that people didn't find until after the show.
Did you just spoil that for
me? No, that's like that was like a known Easter egg to people that watched.
It's just weird because now, like now when the first person I meet named Tracy, unless they somehow do some like nickname thing, being like, oh, I go by my middle name. Well, my middle name. My name is Luke.
Listen, by the time you meet the mother, you know you're meeting the mother. Like, it's the mother. It's, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, it's just, you'll know what the deal is when you're watching. It's not really supposed to be like a surprise, right? I mean, it's a surprise, but it's not. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but you can't really say that because in that season, that context is a little bit different than the season prior. Just kind of how they build up to it. So I get what you're saying.
It's just a weird way of doing it. That part can all be cut.
No, fuck you. I'm keeping it.
Fuzzy.
Let's just get some predictions on the board for Kathleen because next time we check in, we'll get some more. But tell me what you're thinking. What are your thoughts on Rob and Don? How long they last in? And Teddy Westside, any character development coming soon? Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I want Robin and Barney to end up, and I think they will. I have no idea if that's going to happen, but I think that they would be good together once Barney chills the fuck out. I don't know. If you can prompt some guesses out of me, I don't know. I don't have any like wild guesses right now. The only thing I can think of is Marshall and Lily are going to have a bunch of kids. Lily was pregnant last season, and that's why she was like missing from a few episodes. Cause I could tell by her belly that she was when even they're trying to hide it.
Yeah.
You could tell. Cause even in the face, you just get like kind of like Stella and Magicians. You just start looking different, obviously.
How hilarious was it that Barney tells the dirty joke and it makes her leave for
I just need a break.
Yeah, she doesn't come back for like two episodes and she only comes in at the end being like, I'm here. And she sits down at the bar for like maybe a minute. And then she's like, that's enough. Small doses. I gotta go. Or something like
Do you know what the joke is, Kathleen?
No, they didn't say it.
Yeah, they don't ever say it, but you have to like look it up, and it's pretty much agreed upon what it is. And it's what's the difference between jelly and jam? What is it?
I don't know. Tell me.
It's I can't jelly my dick in your ass. And that's supposed to be what makes her so disgusted and mad at him that she leaves.
Dude, that's actually funny. I never knew that.
That's an amazing joke.
How do you get that? How do you find it?
I just googled it after. And then like read it, you know, they all kind of agree on it.
I kind of hope that's not the joke, because I feel like Lily would love that one. You know what I mean? Lily would be like, nice.
Lily's got a freak side of her.
No, that's not true, because she freaked out over just being called Grinch, like over and over, like that was like the biggest deal ever for her. But
I forgot about that.
They play it up for, they know their audience.
Do you like single Ted or relationship Ted better?
I like relationship Ted probably, but that's because he was with Robin. I guess he was with Stella. I liked that too. I just like him all the time. I don't really care. I don't have a preference. There's no clear divide in my head. I don't like it when he's trying to be a player, but I like watching him immediately fall in love with these girls. Like, I love it.
I do like relationship Ted just because he is so good at being a romantic, but it's just so funny seeing single Ted getting wasted, going off on these like crazy adventures with Barney and shit like that.
I definitely like single Ted better.
Yeah.
Drank all five, bitch.
Last question. Do you think Marshall and Lily are going to ever get divorced?
No.
No, the answer is no.
You think they're going to have kids?
Better not. I do. The only reason they wouldn't have kids is if she had like weird infertility stuff, which would be awful. But no, Marshall, they're going to have gigantic melon heads that she's going to have.
Turkey babies.
Turkey babies. Yeah. The Erickson babies. I don't know, because she wasn't pregnant that one time. It was a false alarm. Or did she lose the baby?
Twice, right? She had the Thanksgiving episode where she took the test. It was negative and she went to jail. And then they had the episode where it was a false alarm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Jimmy. You know your shit. All right. So we're going to do a little bang, kill, marry here as per tradition. We're going to do with Ted's exes. We're going to do Victoria, Stella, and Robin.
All right. I'm going to go first.
And we're doing it at this point. As of now.
Yeah.
Like as of everything you've seen so far. So
season five, Robin.
I'm going to marry Robin, which I didn't think I was going to say until it came out of my mouth, because I thought I was going to marry Victoria. But I guess I'll marry Robin. She's so fun and cool, and I like how she's... Everything about her Canadian side makes me laugh. I love anytime she starts talking really Canadian-ish, dying laughing. She's funny. She'll keep me on my toes. And she's going to love me so much that she's going to want to settle down. So it's fine. I'm going to bang Victoria. It was a close one between the two, because she'll like bake me cupcakes after or some shit. And then I'm going to kill Stella, because she already has a kid. She's a little older than it always seemed like she was too old for Ted already, even though they're probably the same age. I don't know what it is. Do you guys think that as well or no? Yeah.
My boy Ted can't get strapped down because of kids.
Like, yeah, and Jersey. I'm not fully confident in those answers, as you could tell by the way I was giving them, but I'm usually super in love with the girl characters on the shows I watch, and I'm really not. I mean, I am. Like, I love them, but I'm not, like, in love with them.
Maybe
you know
that's
I mean.
On purpose.
Like, what? In The Magician's Time, physically in love with all of the girls on that show. This one, I'm just like, I don't actually want to bang any.
Well, you're saying physical attraction.
Like, yes.
I thought you meant like you don't like their characters, because I was going to say.
No. Physical attraction.
Well, I think you're lame, because I love Robin physically. I got some physical attraction for her, and I think her personality is great. So easy marry. I don't know. You should throw some confidence behind that. Compared to the other two, in my opinion, I think Robin is just leagues ahead. And also she doesn't want kids, so that's another plus plus. There you go. So I'm marrying Robin, and I'm gonna bang Stella and kill Victoria. But the answer for those two is what it is, because I dislike Victoria a lot. I don't like anytime she's on the screen. I thought she sucked in season one, whatever. So Stella by default gets the bang, even though I think what she does to Ted at the end of season three is like one of the worst things that you could ever do to a person.
Grinch.
Even leaving him at the altar, even though he was like the nicest dude ever, and they were just, they were great together. So fuck Stella. But you know, either way, I'm killing Victoria.
You know what's crazy is that wasn't even a season finale. That was midway season finale. It was halfway through season four. It was so weird.
Stella hasn't banged in 5 years, dude. You're going to have to reteach her the ways.
Yeah, that's, she might not be a great one. But I'm actually, I thought I was going to be a hot take, but Luke saying he didn't like Victoria, that I won't be too hot of a take now. But I'm going to marry Stella. That's my hot take here. Because I freaking loved Stella until the end. And I'm just going to be the karate guy and be the one she actually loves and stays with. I'll move to New Jersey for Stella. I didn't like Victoria either, Luke. She really didn't do it for me for whatever reason. I just didn't like her that much in season one. I didn't buy that she was going to be the mother or any kind of long-term relationship for Ted, especially when it was in the middle of Robin and Ted too. So I'm banging Robin and I'm killing Victoria.
Okay. Easy one, marry Robin. I mean, you could maybe make the argument for Victoria if you didn't hate her, because, you know, she's a great baker and, you know, and also her episode with Ted when they're about to do it, like they're sitting there on the couch looking at each other's eyes like, I want to know you. Like,
ew, yeah.
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 I know like your that. Soul.
I didn't like that one bit.
Yeah, like, no, thank you. No, thank you, Victoria. I will bang you and then promptly leave.
I'm really misremembering this because it's been a while since I watched season one and I didn't even really like the show back then.
It's actually really funny to me that you say that, because I forgot how much Five is still peak How I Met Your Mother. Rabbit or Duck, I literally forgot how good of an episode it was before you said, let's do this episode. I thought in my head, Five was starting to decline, but it actually must be six-ish into seven. That's, you know, and I say decline, it's still all good. But I was so all in right away on How I Met Your Mother. The pineapple incident, like all that stuff, Return of the Shirt, all just did it so big for me right away that it always surprised me that it's now that you're deciding that you love it and not right away.
Well, in three, two I liked, and I loved talking about that mid-season two episode with you guys, and I think that made me like it more. But three, it took me that long to be like, okay, these are my homies. These are my kids.
I can see that.
It doesn't make any sense, kids.
I'm going to finish out this BKM. I'm going to marry Robin because she's a cigar-smoking, gun-toting, just badass. I would always feel safe with her. Plus, apparently, she's really good in the bed. Victoria gonna bang, because as Kathleen said, she's gonna make me pastries later. And I just hate Stella. I can't what she did, man. She was so cool. She was so cool, like just she was one of the group basically when they were hanging out. But she lives in New Jersey, she has a kid, and she's a dumb bitch that left Ted.
I literally feel like I'm about to have the duck versus rabbit conversation with you about Stella right now.
I'll start yelling, dude.
I think the Stella episode, one, like her just expecting him to up and move to Jersey, I guess, if you're engaged. But they were going to intervention, which another great bit. I love the intervention bit. Yeah. They were going to intervention him about Stella. And I agreed. I'm like, what is this man's getting engaged? So like he's going to break up with her that morning and then they get engaged that night. I don't like that one bit.
How about that episode? Barney comes in. He just has the intervention note in his jacket. He starts reading it. And Ted's like, no, Barney, like, you don't need to read it. Barney's like, oh, just Ted, just listen, okay? And he starts to read that, re-listen all the reasons, and he says, trust me, this relationship's going to go up in flames.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, shoot, I had that cue too early. I had more. Anyway, marriage is stupid.
Yeah. Let's not forget that Stella had the bit with Barney where he's saying, I'm not going to put this knuckle down until it gets the respect it deserves.
Yeah, that is good.
Seriously, one of my favorite things in the entire series.
The show is just too good.
I agree.
So, yeah, I guess catch us back here next holiday. It'll be St. Paddy's Day.
Maybe we'll have some car bombs and then record.
Love that idea. Yeah,
let us know if you want us to get wasted and then and just yell at each other. But that's going to be it for us, guys. If you like what you heard, give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter. If you're on the World Wide Web, that is, subscribe to us on all your podcasting, wherever you get it. Just follow us.
We cover stuff. We cover things. We cover TV, baby.
We cover Cursed. Follow us. But thanks, guys. We will see you next time.
No, wait, wait.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You got to redo it a little bit because you only said one and then messed up.
The Boys, then Magician Season 7.
And then I said,
yeah, so if we cut out Magician Season 7, you're going to say we cover The Boys. All right, see you later, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Just say it.
Just say a couple more. I got to edit it.
We did Magician Season 5. We did
The Mandalorian, Haunting of Hill House and Bly Manor.
I want to go home. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
The Mandalorian. We cover a bunch of good stuff. Go follow us, guys. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you next time. Catch you later.
Kathleen's going to turn.
Day, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. By the way, that's why we did this episode.
Paul said that in the beginning. Binge down hose.
Much better intro than outro.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.